Buddha said, those who are following the way should behave like a piece of timber which is drifting along a stream. If the log is neither held by the banks, nor seized by man, nor obstructed by the gods, nor kept in the whirlpools, nor itself going to decay, I assure you that this log will finally reach the ocean. If a monk walking on the way are neither tempted by the passion nor led astray by some evil influence, but steadily pursue their course for nirvana, I assure you that these monks will finally attain enlightenment. Buddha said, rely not on your own will, for your own will is not trustworthy. Guard yourself against sensualism, for it surely leads to the path of evil. Your own will becomes trustworthy only when you have attained arhatship. He starts saying, those who are following the way should behave like a piece of timber which is drifting along a stream. Buddha called it to enter the stream. That was what disciplehood meant, to enter the stream. You can stand on the bank of the river being afraid of it or saying it's so beautiful, maybe we should go in, thinking, making up opinions how it would be, but it only happens when you enter the stream. When you go in, that is what is meant by the Buddha's surrender. You can't think about that standing on the side, you have to go in. Everything starts when you have entered the stream. Then no thinking is needed, then experiencing, then feeling. Then realization. Then you have taken the jump. That means, no, you have left the past. How can you go with the stream if you're holding on to the bank? How can you go with the flow of life if you're holding on to the past? He starts with surrender. Just like I told you many times, in India, they always said the only thing that you can offer the guru is your head. That's what they always have said. That means you have to enter, you have to be total, you have to be committed. Only human beings can make the choices. Human beings are very good making bad choices, stupid choices, useless choices. Choices that will bring you more into the mud. No, if you're standing by the side of the river, if you're standing with the Buddhas, enter the stream. Then you have to do that totally. Thinking was before, when you enter, then the stream does the rest. If then your mind is not holding you back. But the Buddha says, this is the beginning. surrender is not at the end. It might take a long time before surrender happens. It may take a lot of work, of preparation, of understanding, of meditation. But when you enter, you enter. Then you can relax now. No is not in your hands. Because you cannot trust your own mind. You cannot even trust where your feet is taking you with that mind. Be alert. Those who are following this way, the great way, should behave like a piece of timber which is drifting along a stream. If the log is neither held by the banks nor seized by man, nor obstructed by the gods. Nor kept in the whirlpools. Nor itself going to decay. If you don't get stuck on the way, which is still a possibility after you have entered the stream. That is how strong the mind is. Even if your mind has made up, even if you feel committed, even if you know in your heart, in your soul, even if you have jumped in, the mind, the temptations, is very strong. Maybe you get stuck by the riverbank, in some bushes. Maybe you see something beautiful. Maybe somebody old is calling you from the shore. What are you doing? It's dangerous. A waterfall is coming. What are you thinking about? Nor itself going to decay, I assure you that this log will finally reach the ocean. He means if you are natural, if you trust, if you go with the river, and that's what surrender means. It means no, you don't have any problem. The ego is not running your show. No, you have offered yourself to the river, to truth, to love. No, it's not in your hands. As long as you are steady, the river will go to the ocean. Yes, maybe there will be many curves, many times where you think nothing is happening over the long, empty, flat plains. Sometimes you think the river is going to dry out. But if you are steady, sometimes you go and go outside the waterfall and think you're going to die. But if you are steady, he says, this river will reach the ocean. That is how it always have been. And the Buddhas is the natural way. They have already surrendered to existence. That's what it means to be a Buddha. It's no more the ego running the show. They have surrendered. So if you can surrender to the Master, then that river will take you to the ocean. Slowly, slowly, as you go on this mysterious journey, more and more trust, more and more understanding, more and more love, again and again you see that, yes, it's right. More and more remembrance, how it is. How it is to be alive, how it is to be flowing instead of being stuck. Those who are following the way should behave like a piece of timber which is drifting along a stream. If the log is neither held by the banks, nor seized by man, nor obstructed by the gods, nor kept in the whirlpool, nor itself goes to decay, I assure you that this log will finally reach the ocean. If monks walking on the way are neither tempted by the passions, nor led astray by some evil influences, but steadily pursue their own course for nirvana, I assure you that these monks will finally attain enlightenment. But you have to be on guard. And it takes time to be steady. Because we've been so unsteady. We have been so used to being run by the mind, by the feelings, by the thoughts, that it takes time to settle. That's why the master has to be very patient. Not only the disciple. The disciple doesn't know about patience. Patience comes with understanding. But as you walk, as you are flowing in this river, then more and more trust is growing. More and more understanding is growing. More and more surrender is happening. More and more remembrance is happening. Less and less doubt. And when doubt is not there, there is clarity. Remember, if you have glimpses of no doubt, this is how it is. Don't have any doubt. The doubt is the mind. And that is some of the last things that will haunt you. And that insight can happen in a split second. But very, very few people can accept that split second. Because the mind is so ancient. And that's why it takes time. Again and again, a little bit more trust. Little bit more understanding. And the master has to tempt you, to pursue you. Yes, this is where we are walking. And what is patience in thousands and thousands of years? No, understand. Become more and more alert. And I will show you. Don't get stuck by the riverbank. If as a monk, steadily pursue their course for nirvana. If you are steady in the meditation, in your surrender, in your silence, if you don't get distracted, I assure you, says Buddha, that they will finally attain enlightenment. There is no doubt. Because when there is nothing holding you, there is enlightenment. When there is no doubt, when there is complete remembrance, when there is that absorption melting in that love, in that trust, you remember. Buddha said, rely not on your own will. Your own will is not trustworthy. And your own will, your own ego, will give up a fight. This is how it always is. The Buddha goes on reminding you. Nothing has changed. It's the same battle. How can you trust your own will? How can you trust your own mind? You don't know. That is what surrender means. But very, very few lucky ones open themselves so much that they can trust, that they can listen. Even to a Buddha, even to a master. Because the mind always goes on, yakety yakety yak. But if that love has happened, then you start trusting, then you start wanting to listen. Then a totally different ball game. Then you are ready to receive. Nothing is in the way. It's easy. There is many, many stages on the path. The river is very long. It will show you many, many different territories. All kinds of nature. All kinds of scenes. You will have to go through everything. But if the love is there, if the understanding is there, you enjoy. Because this is the journey. This is the journey I've been waiting for. Now I'm in it. Now I can relax wherever it takes me. There's nothing more I can do. That is what surrender means. That is what let go means. That is what understanding means. That's what love is. No, I can't do anymore, but I'm available. Rely not on your own will. Your own will is not trustworthy. Your own will is only trustworthy when you know trust in its totality. When you are unshakable in that trust, in that wisdom. When nothing can disturb you. Guard yourself against sensualism, against the mind, for surely it leads to the path of evil. Be aware of the outside. Be aware of all the temptations. Come back to yourself. Become rooted in yourself then only will you be having clear eyes so you can see. You won't get fooled by a commercial. Everybody gets fooled by the commercial. No, you have to go deeper. Come back to yourself. Don't get fooled of all the appearances. Who knows what is inside? And that's what a true lover, a true mystic does. You think you know what you want. You think you know what you desire. But they know better. I will show you deeper sides you desire. If you don't know, then you stop in the beginning. The first input, the first desire. But if someone really loves you, it will take you deeper. I have seen something deeper. No, are you ready to come? But then you have to go even against your own will. That is what Buddha says. To follow me, you have to go against your own will. You have to trust me more. And if you have just gone a little bit, then you realize, oh my God, more beauty, more understanding, deeper love, deeper trust, less doubt. Then you want more and more to go. You want more and more to enter the stream. Your own will becomes trustworthy only when you have attained arhatship. Arhatship is self-realization. When you know yourself, then you are trustworthy. Because then is no more yourself. Then you are a part. And that is the importance of the Buddhas. When you can't trust your own will, who can you trust then? Where can you find peace? Where can you find rest in this world? You have to find someone where you start feeling at ease. You have to find a place where you start resting. You have to find a place where you can start letting go, melting. That is the signs where you are ready to stop. Whatever ideas, whatever thoughts, whatever desire you had, whatever plans, whatever ideas, you start remembering something that is deeper. And whenever it's deeper, it's more real and it's more restful. And then it's easy to let go of small things. If you don't know about deeper trust, you hang on to little things. The deeper you go, the easier it is to let go of the dreams, of the mind, of your own will, of the ego. It happens by itself. That is what is happening in satsang. You can study it, you can do it, you can read about it, but you can feel it. You can become it. It can become a part. Your own will becomes trustworthy only when you have attained arhatship. And that's what you learn with the Buddhas. You learn to trust your deeper self more and more. You learn to relax in your own heart more and more. You're learning the art of letting go, of surrender, of love, of peace. Then one day when you are totally gone, then no need for any surrender. But then you are totally surrendered then, into the one that was surrendered. Then what is the difference? Then the only oneness then. It's a very strange game. The ultimate. If you are into any drama, any theater, this is the ultimate. Nothing behind that. If you learn that, you have learned all. The Buddha game. Huh? Checkmate. After the tensions and the fighting with checkmate, and the Buddha always wins, but the game is okay anyway. Because it's your own self, how can you fight? Then when you understand that, then you relax. Then, okay, we can still play, because we have to do something, but afterwards, whoever won, we go and have a coffee. Beloved Swap, there is nothing I can say, there is nothing I can do, and there is nothing I can understand. Great. Just that guilt and shame has gone. My heart is exploding and wants to explode even more. So I can bow down and express what cannot be expressed. Let me, like Ramana's cow, put my head on your lap and die again and again. Let me die 1,000 times. How wonderful, in your lap. I'm not the cow, but as childish, stupid, faithful, devoted, and lovely as this blessed animal. Very nice. Very nice. Just remember Ramana and the Lakshmi, the cow. And then you're saying this very beautiful, no? I'm not the cow. I'm not the cow. Very nice. Huh? I'm not the cow. I'm a human being. But I'm not like the other human being. I'm a happy human being. I'm not the cow, but I'm as childish, stupid, faithful, devoted, and lovely as this blessed animal. Oh, that's big. Lakshmi the cow is turning in the grave, having disciples. Very good. I'm just like you. No, that's how it is. All enlightened ones, they get followers, disciples, no? Even the cow, Lakshmi the cow. Very good. Asmani, you're very good now, huh? No, you have accepted. You don't know anything. There's nothing you can say, nothing you can do. Nothing, but guilt and shame has gone. Yes. No, that's very good. That's how it goes, huh? It could be a reminder for everybody not to take yourself so seriously. No, you're not the cow, but you can feel as innocent. I had many beautiful meetings with cows, because these eyes to a cow, they are just divine. No, an eye to a cow, oh my God. They are just so silent and so peaceful, so content. Huh? A cow, oh, so beautiful. It's not for nothing that in India the cow is holy, no? Look at those eyes to a cow. It's total trust, total trust. They can't think that you're going to do anything. They can't think that you're going to slaughter it and eat it. They're only the white people, no? In India, they are holy, no? I tell you a story, Asmani, with the cow. When Osho, he told me to do the Vipassana, no? Like you are doing now. Then I was in some weeks, 2-3 weeks Vipassana. And then outside when I went walking, then was a big field there. And we all doing slow Vipassana walking. And then this cow, this one special cow, we got this amazing thing going, you know. it was just so beautiful. It was totally love affair. And that cow, all the time when I went walking, he came closer to that fence, to the barbed wire. It was a thin barbed wire there. He was always coming, attracted to me. And I loved that cow. And one day, it was coming very close, and I couldn't go quick because of Vipassana situation. So very slow, I had to walk to the fence, and the cow also is not in a hurry, so we were just steady Vipassana walking towards each other and just looking so beautiful and much love. And then one person from the group, one sannyasin, was catching up with what was happening, because it was beautiful what was happening there. It was in the love is in the air. And this person, unconscious, was coming in between. I don't think that person knew what he was doing, but he was attracted. Like sometimes you can get people, unconscious people, they get attracted because they feel the energy. And he was coming in between me and the cow and disturbing the whole thing. And the cow was getting afraid and went away because he wasn't present, this man. He had much problem sitting. He was not the cow. I was a cow. There was totally harmony. Cow level. No mind. But this person broke the whole energy. And I got so angry. I got so angry. But then I remembered what my master said. Just stay in your breath. Let it go. And I did. And I had an amazing satori out of it. And I was so grateful for this guy. And it was such an insight at that point that anything can change. And just a little awareness, a little understanding, waiting, patience, listening to the master instead of the mind. And it went into a deep realization, how the mind works. And I was so grateful to this man. That was a big turnaround at that time for me. That cow. I wanted to go to that cow all the time with flowers, no? When I was there in Pune. Even after the retreat, I went to visit that cow. No? We had something. Maybe it was another Lakshmi. I'm not the cow, but as childish, stupid, faithful, devoted, and lovely as this blessed animal, you are so magnificent. You are the prince. In love and gratitude, yours devoted as money. P.S. Moo. Let's have it all moo together. Moo. One more. Moo. You see? It's very close to Om. So, in your sitting, in your meditation, you can play with it. Om. Or Moo. It's a different, people are different. You see what is closest to you. Moo, what is vibrating more. You don't need to see it loud, but just this feeling, no? No, you will always remember the secrets of the cow. Moo. Hmm? Many people can relate to this. Huh? Very good, Asmani. You are a crazy woman, and it's very good when we know the situation and we accept our fate and everything can relax. We just are like we are. Moo. And from the Sufi heart, there's only love and silence. Look at this. Shanti, shanti, shanti. May everyone be good humans and take care of the cows and all the animals and each other and eat the carrots, not the cows, please. Aum Shanti. For Lakshmi and my friend, the Pune cow, and all the cows in the whole world. Aum Shanti.
Thank you.